Hey everyone, ever feel like you just need a friend to just listen, someone to help sort through all the the messy stuff in life?
Yeah.
Well, we're doing a deep dive into Kindness Connect today. Seems like a lot of you are curious about it, and they promise to offer emotional support online.
And that's really interesting when you think about it, using technology, which can feel really impersonal, to deal with something as human as emotional well-being.
Exactly. Their website mentions emotional support chat rooms, personalized well-being plans. It's almost like having digital support available all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But before we get into how they approach all of that, there's something really interesting on their homepage. They have a whole section called Common Challenges Faced by Users.
It's almost like they know everyone at some point faces these struggles, and they just come out and say it. Confusion about life choices, relationship issues,
right?
Family, friends, partners, feeling overwhelmed, even just having difficulty making decisions. These are all things we experience.
Yeah. They're basically saying, hey, life is tough. We understand.
Right.
But then the question is, can technology really provide the support people need when they're going through those tough times?
Yeah.
And is Kindness Connect doing it the right way?
That's what we're here to figure out, right?
Yeah.
Because on the surface, their solutions seem to check all the boxes. They offer chat support, personalized well-being plans, and then there's problem-solving help.
Okay, so let's break all that down. First up, chat support. They really seem to focus on how immediate it is.
Mm.
Is that always a good thing when it comes to emotional support?
That's a really important point because, on the one hand, having that connection right away, anytime, anywhere, having someone there to listen, that can be so validating, especially when you're feeling lost. It helps you process things right then and there.
It's like having a digital shoulder to cry on, available 24/7.
Yeah, exactly. But thinking about it, like, that shows you the limits of relying only on chat support. Sometimes we need more than someone to listen. We need guidance, new ways of thinking, actual strategies. And that's not something you can always get through quick chat messages.
That makes sense. It's like using a Band-Aid on a broken bone. You might feel a little better for a second, but it doesn't solve the real problem. Okay, so then there's the personalized well-being plans. I guess the idea is to make self-care easier.
Exactly. Having a plan made just for you with routines, affirmations, it's appealing, right? Who wouldn't want a roadmap to feeling better? But how personal can these plans really be when they come from an algorithm?
Yeah, good point. It reminds me of those meal kit services that say they cater to you, and then you end up with lentil soup when you wanted pizza. Are these well-being plans actually personalized, or are they just generic lentil soup?
That's the big question, isn't it? And we can't really know without understanding their algorithms, how they customize things. Adjusting for what you like to eat is one thing, but taking all the complexities of human emotion and putting that into a standard plan, that's a whole other thing.
Okay, so maybe we need more info on those plans. But we still have problem-solving help to look at. What is that, and how is it different from the chat support?
And here's where things get a little confusing. Their website doesn't really explain it.
You'd think they'd be more upfront about how they actually help people solve problems, considering their name is Kindness Connect.
You would think. And that brings up some questions. Like, what kind of training do these helpers have? Are they actual professionals or just other users?
Huge difference. Getting advice from a friend who's been there is totally different from talking to someone with actual qualifications.
Exactly. And because they don't tell us, it's hard to know how effective this part is, or even if it could be risky. We gotta remember, emotional well-being is complicated, and sometimes even well-meaning advice, even from a kind person, might not be what you need.
So we've talked about the good and bad of instant chat support, the maybe not so personalized plans, and the mystery of the problem solving. But there's something else about Kindness Connect. It's like they're trying to create a certain feeling.
I know what you mean. It's all over their website. Compassion, support, safe space. It's very intentional.
Right. They're trying to make you feel warm and understood, which makes sense. But I wonder, how well does that work online? Can looking at a screen really feel like empathy and connection, the kind you get face to face? Makes you wonder if all those words, as nice as they sound, can actually make up for not being face to face, you know?
It's something to think about. Technology can help us connect, but also create distance. And with something as personal as emotional well-being, finding that balance between convenience and real human connection, that's key.
Speaking of connection, I saw a client stories section on their site. Lots of positive reviews, people saying how Kindness Connect helped them through tough times. Any of those stand out to you?
It's always nice to read those. You know, it shows how much we need to connect with others and feel understood. but it's important to look at those stories carefully.
You mean, don't just take their word for it?
Exactly. Testimonials are just a selection of experiences, right? We see the good outcomes, we don't see the people who maybe didn't have the same experience.
It's like when you see those travel influencers on Instagram. It's all sunshine and beaches, but you know there were probably some travel nightmares in there too.
Right. And just like you wouldn't plan your whole trip based on filtered photos, we should be realistic about testimonials for a service like Kindness Connect.
So where does that leave us? What's the final word on Kindness Connect?
That's the million-dollar question, and really it's up to you, the listener, to decide.
I like that. Putting the ball back in their court.
Today we've given you some insights into how Kindness Connect works and hopefully got you thinking about online emotional support in general.
We talked about instant connection, those personalized plans, and whether they live up to the hype, and even how hard it is to replicate real human compassion in the digital world.
So now, think about what's important to you. Maybe some things about Kindness Connect really speak to you, or maybe you prefer more traditional support.
Or even, and we haven't really talked about this yet, maybe it's about finding a balance. Using online resources like Kindness Connect, but also having real-life interactions like therapy, support groups, or just spending time with loved ones.
Well said. It's about realizing that taking care of your emotional well-being is a journey, and there's no right answer for everyone.
Absolutely. So keep exploring the world of emotional wellness, and until next time, be kind to yourselves and each other.